Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride an 8-meter circle. Now, once you and your horse reach British Dressage Advanced Medium level, you will be required to perform 8-meter circles or voltes. Now, the exercise is asked for in both trot and canter, and it's a challenging figure that needs a supple, well-balanced horse. Now, of course, once you and your horse can perform 10-meter circles, there's no reason not to up the ante in your training by demanding more in the form of 8-meter circles. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain everything that you need to know about riding a good 8-meter circle. So firstly, let's cover why is an 8-meter circle included in a dressage test. So once you and your horse reach advanced medium level, you should be able to collect him in the trot and the canter. Now, that engagement and collection enables a horse to be sufficiently balanced enough to be able to negotiate a small circle without falling onto his forehand and losing rhythm. So, this exercise is included to demonstrate to the judge that the horse is developing a sound longitudinal and lateral suppleness, engagement and collection in line with the dressage scales of training, which enable him to perform this more advanced movement with ease. So next, let's cover what is the dressage judge looking for. So when judging an 8-meter circle, the judge is looking for the following. So number one, accuracy. Number two, rhythm. Number three, a good uphill balance. Number four, good bend and suppleness around the circle. Number five, steadiness to the contact. Number six, self-carriage. Number seven, impulsion. And lastly, number eight, collection. Now, the overall impression should be one of a relaxed and harmonious partnership. Now, the horse should remain light and uphill and clearly in self-carriage without needing to rely on the rider's hand for support and balance. Now, in the canter, the horse's steps should not become laboured, they should not lack jump or become earthbound. Now, this leads us nicely into talking about some common problems, because there are several problems that can arise when riding an 8-meter circle, and they include the following. So number one is that the rider fails to prepare for the exercise, so the circle is too big or it's not centred at the marker. Number two is that the horse is not supple enough to stay on the circle's line, so the hindquarters swing out to avoid the bend. Number three is very similar. Again, the horse is not supple enough to stay on the circle line, but this time he drifts out through his shoulder or leans inwards. Number four is that as a way of avoiding flexion at the pole, the horse may tilt his head. Number five is that the horse is not sufficiently engaged to remain in self-carriage and falls onto his forehand. Number six is that the horse struggles to negotiate the small circle, so he loses impulsion and rhythm. And lastly, number seven, which is that in the canter, the horse's steps lack cadence and balance, becoming laboured and laden. Now, sometimes the canter sequence is corrupted, becoming forebeat, as if the horse is cantering in front and trotting behind. Now, as you can see, a circle of this size is a deceptively demanding exercise. So before attempting this with your horse, make sure that he is sufficiently schooled, fit, and strong enough to work through his back to the contact and able to take more weight onto his hind quarters. Now, if your horse can't do that, then an 8-meter circle will be too demanding for him at this stage in his dressage training. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about accuracy, because as previously mentioned, accuracy is critical, so you need to understand the dressage arena's geometry. So to give you an example, we're going to help you picture riding an 8-meter circle on the left rein at E. So, first, you need to visualise your circle and know that it has four circle points. And it's your job as a rider to know where those points are so that you can ride the circle accurately. So E will be your first circle point. And then from the track at E, you know that the distance to X on the centre line is 10 metres. Therefore, 2 metres from the centre line towards the track forms another circle point. Now, if you stand halfway between that circle point and the circle point at E, you will be stood in the centre of the circle. Then you can face the short side of the arena and mark out 4 metres, which gives you another circle point. And then turn around, face the other short side, and mark out another 4 metres again. And this will give you your last circle point. Now place an imaginary cone at both ends of these two diameters and ride from point to point, and you will have an accurate 8 metre circle. So now we know where we're going, in order to make it accurate, let's look at the aids to ride an 8 metre circle. So the aids for riding an 8 metre circle are as follows. So number one is to place your inside leg on the girth to keep the horse going forward. Encourage the horse to engage his inside hind leg and maintain a uniform inside bend around the circle. Number two is that your outside leg should remain just behind the girth to prevent the horse's hindquarters from swinging out. And that happens if the horse is not yet supple enough to cope with the small size of the circle and the increased degree of bend that the movement requires. Now number three is that your inside hand asks for the horse to flex and bend to the inside of his poll and through his neck. But be careful not to overdo the neck bend, or you run the risk of the horse falling out through his shoulder. Number five is that your outside hand works to guard the horse's shoulder and to stop him from falling out, and also controls the tempo. And lastly, number five is to keep your shoulders and hips in line with your horse's shoulders, and make sure that you don't lean in or tip forward, and you look up and you look where you are going, because positioning your body correctly will help to guide the horse around the circle. Now lastly, let's talk about improving the way of going. Because now you know how to gauge the circle size correctly and you know the aids, you can now concentrate on your horse's way of going. Now, as with all dressage movements, the horse's rhythm and tempo are of paramount importance, and the horse must be supple enough to be able to keep his rhythm. Now, a stiff horse won't be sufficiently balanced to negotiate the small circle and will fall out or fall in or push his quarters out to avoid following a uniform bend around the circle. So to wrap this episode up, an 8 metre circle is a difficult exercise to master and should only be demanded of horses that are secure in the correct way of going and that are supple enough to manage the small volte in a good rhythm and balance. Now, if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our competitions, our free stuff and our training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.